He'd start here again with another good pitcher, but Zach Wheeler is a really good pitcher. What did you make of your guys' attack against him tonight?
That was as good a pitching I've seen all year. You know, the angle of this dugout really does it justice. You know, every dugout has a little different view, but, you know, where I'm able to sit in the dugout, it's like, man, it's coming out pretty good. You know, I mean, a lot of life, secondary pitches in properly for effect. You know, he moved guys a little bit, made pitches both sides. You know, him and Romuto are obviously on the same page, and I thought he was fantastic. I thought we strung together some really pretty good at-bats, quite frankly. You know, Bogey, Sheetsy, you know, we scratched and called. Brooksy pinch hit, comes in and barrels one up, and, you know, find some grass. It's a different ball game, but, you know, he's an all-star and a, you know, good playoff pitcher for a reason.
I want to check on that Martin is fine. You were pinch hitting there. There's not.
That is correct.
The Bryce at bat before that. Is there consideration that he would try to bunt?
He did try to bunt.
Okay. Sorry that I.
Yeah, he did try to bunt.
How disappointing is that? In that, that would seem to be the one spot where that you, because the way the other hits came, it wasn't like it called for you to try to get a productive out. That was one.
Yeah.
You've talked about that you need those. How disappointing was that to not be able to move those guys over?
I mean, it's part of the game. We got to be able to execute. You know, I mean, we you know, look to do it, make a productive out. You know Brooks is going to take us at bat and gets it, you know, back to Louis with some, you know, traffic out there. And, you know, if he gets it, does, they're still going to stay back. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like anything else. I don't want to, you know, ding Bryce too bad for not getting it done. He just didn't get it done. It's, you know, it's about execution ultimately.
That Brooks at bat is an interesting decision. Can you kind of go into all the mechanics of that, knowing who you're facing and kind of that spot in the game and how it could go, and obviously maybe the disappointment of hitting the ball right at someone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the you're in the fifth. This guy's rolling. You know, it's our best at bat at the moment with, you know, Brooks is kind of our magic bullet, right? And, you know, things about pinch hitting that you learn coming up is, you know, when do you fire the bullet? And right then you knew you had first and second and one out, and, you know, fired it away. Down four, you got to get back in the game at that point, you know, and you got to figure out a way to get it closer to give us a chance. And so it was quite, you know, don't want to do it in a guy's second at bat typically, but it is, you know, deeper into the fifth inning before you know it's a – that spot comes back up again, you don't know what you're going to get. So took our shot at it. So it was a fairly easy decision, quite frankly.
What did you make of Waldron tonight and kind of maybe the knuckleball command?
Yeah, that's it, man. The command, you know, most of it's self-inflicted. That's why, you know, you think about it, you know, their guy threw quality strikes and our guy threw some quality strikes. And you know, really they only – wasn't a lot of hard-hit balls, you know. I mean, Castellanos got him. But – you know, we probably had as many hard hit balls, just the self infliction of not getting over. You know, it was a big play, you know, got ahead, put the swing, and Louis makes a nice play and beats him to the bag. You know, the walks, you know, now you're putting yourself in harm's way. When you do that, you get harmed.
The catch Jackson made, what was your view of it? What was your reaction to it?
I'm glad you brought it up. Man, what a special play. You know, it's a bright spot of the game. You know, we did have some bright spots. I mentioned some of the at-bats. Jackson's play was fantastic. I mean, you know, I don't know, Tim, if they use web gems anymore, the term, but, you know, it was a web gem. And so great play by him. And you know, other bright spots were Wandy and Morgan. You know, they need to get a lot of credit because they go out there and hold the fort, give us a chance to win.
Is it ever, like, Jackson, plays around the wall can be some of the toughest for an outfielder. Jackson's only been doing that for 16 months. Mm-hmm. Does it ever kind of make you shake your head like he's been able to learn center field this quickly?
Yes, a lot. You know, I even got to the point last year I had to remind myself he hadn't been an outfielder because he just really went out there from the very first time that was in the left field. But got a sun ball, got a topspin ball, got a ball towards the wall, made all three plays. I'm like, dude, we have a hard time getting the guys to play out for their whole life to make those plays, and he just went out and did it. So he's just a baller. It is pretty amazing he's able to do that, and just a natural baseball player.